we drive cars too, so we've passed buses and we know. But if you see a child on the side of the road and a bus coming, you know they're going to stop for that child. Why are you speeding up? You know, just to save 15 or 20 seconds? It's not that hard to stop for a bus.
So we're talking about Shelton, because Shelton today, if you are passing a school bus illegally, you will start to get tickets. Up until now, you've basically been getting a warning from the city of Shelton, which they just started rolling out their bus patrol system this school year. It's something that's been used in Bridgeport, has been showing its effectiveness really here and across the country. Shelton wanted to get on board with it, and now starting today, you will get ticketed if you pass a bus illegally. Now, of course, with that, a lot of people have questions, and they're sort of a little worried about how the systems even work and whether or not they are legit. And actually, our John Kamal got to meet with some of the city officials reviewing the camera footage and got to actually watch the footage.
I did.
John? Yeah, that's really cool.
I did. I got to watch the footage, and also you can go to @voiceofct on Instagram right now, and you can see the same footage that I got to see. They provided it to us. I was able to post it up, but it was a fascinating meeting. So I met with Frank Scalzo, director of Shelton Student Transportation. That's who you heard, whose voice you heard at the top of this. I also met with Ray Baldwin, who's an administrative aide to the mayor and at the mayor's office. And we talked a lot about the procedure behind these cameras and about the surprising amount of human element that goes into this. You know, so these are AI-powered automated cameras. And people hear that and they assume that it's just going to be an automatic thing. That's not 100% the way that it works, though. So I spoke to Frank about the beginning of the process. What happens as a bus is making a stop and these cameras turn on?
They have to have their, what they call their ambers on, which are their yellow lights. They go, as they're approaching the stop 150 feet, they turn those lights on. And then they go through the procedure of turning the reds on. That car has to be approaching those reds and has to have an ample time to stop for the reds. If they don't and they go through, then that's a violation.
So if you'll notice, there is an onus on the bus driver in this situation as well, right? This is not a situation where we're just trying to bust as many people as possible. Bus driver has to turn on their ambers, which are the yellow lights, 150 feet away from the stop, and then the reds come on. Now the reds are where you're going to get into trouble. That's where if the camera picks you up passing, you're going to potentially be looking at
getting a ticket.
But
I think that we've even heard, John, people who are a little worried about it and in their gut feel like, well, I wasn't passing a bus illegally.
Well, that's it. That's where the potential for gray area kind of exists. And actually last week, as we were discussing the press conference surrounding this, there was a caller, someone who called in, who this person was from Stratford, I believe, and they were issued a ticket because of an automated bus camera, and they fought it and they won. But their issue wasn't even the fact that they had been issued the ticket in the first place. It was the entire idea. Because remember, the numbers that we've been hearing about how many people have been caught were in the multiple hundreds. There were 600 almost 600, 580 that were approved in Shelton over the last month just during the trial period. And this caller cast a little doubt upon that.
So I'm trying to bring up the point. There's got to be an issue, possibly, with the cameras, the school buses. Do you really think 500 people are passing school buses? It's hard to believe. I've never seen it, and I'm on the road a lot.
And I think that this caller, like many people, is assuming that this is just AI picking up something and there being no human element involved, and you're just getting automatically issued a ticket. Boom, it's an automatic process with zero review. That is not the case.
And I think that's an important part of this story, though.
That was for me, the most interesting part of this meeting was to watch the actual process behind it all, because it involves not one, but two groups of human observers before something gets issued.
Then that goes to bus patrol. The video goes to them. They basically pre-approve it. Say, oh, there's definitely one. Why don't you check this one out? We'll prove it. And we say, yep, we agree that's a violation. We send it back to bus patrol and say, yep, we approve this. They go ahead and send out at this point, a warning.
So you've got the bus patrol people looking at it, then sending it to Shelton, who then approves it, who then sends it back to bus patrol, who then issues the ticket.
It's a lot. So there's a lot of people, a lot of eyeballs, if you will, looking at this. I mean,
yes.
But John, I'm going to be honest with you, and please feel free to be as transparent as possible.
Absolutely.
Are they actually even really debating it, or is it honestly people who care? Like, I hate to ask that, but
of
do
course.
They really care, or are they just going, yep, nope, that's good, like, just send it on through? I mean, you got to kind of witness it in real time, and what did you see?
No, naturally, you know what, it's a great question, because as we reach the end of the month now, right, September's over after tomorrow, everybody says, oh, watch out on the roads, cops got to hit their quotas for tickets, they're going to bust you for tickets. People say that all the time. So you would think that, especially in a situation where you're just looking at camera footage and just saying, like, yeah, I'll give my town another $250. No, though, not really. So I was in a room once again with Frank and Ray, and these are two of the gentlemen who are part of a team that reviews these videos. And I even heard them, as they were speaking to me, showing me this footage, go back and forth about it.
She slowed down, but it was late. This is a questionable one. This is one that we may have thrown out.
I would have kicked that.
Yeah. That's how close they are. That's why they don't automatically just go out. That's just why there's a pre-approval.
I would have kicked that. Wait, so did they know you were rolling?
This is I had told them. I had told them.
By the way, this is on the record.
Right. So in front of a reporter, wow. The two of them just back and forth, which was great, but also reassuring, I think, if you're a Shelton resident, to know that not only do you have this third-party company with actual eyeballs on it, but you've got real people in your city.
Yeah,
right there, people you see on the street who care about this and who care about, most importantly, the children's safety, which is what the whole reason something like this exists.
Right.
Actually looking and actually debating, did this person have ill intent? Was this person being careless? Not ill intent. No one does it on purpose. But, you know, was this person being careless?
Sometimes. Right.
And
yeah.
And they're actually debating it in real time, which I think is great.
I think that's really good to hear. And of course, you know, one of the bigger things, too, is when people feel like, man, you hear a $250 fine. It actually could be a lot worse.
Could
right?
be so much worse. And in fact, remember, this is just a fine. If a police officer sees you doing this, it's a very different story.
If a cop sees somebody go through it, okay, witness it, okay, fine is $479.
Right.
Quite a few points.
It's three points, I think.
3 points on your license.
Yeah. 3 points on your license.
Yeah, no,
compared to
you.
The none that this camera gives you.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you, sir. And the other thing, too, John, going back to even that caller, there was another caller who I took in the commercial break that we did not roll on, but had mentioned that, again, the buses are even stopping way further back, it seems.
Yeah.
And I don't know for sure, especially in communities that don't have bus patrol, for example, but I would imagine it has gotten so out of control. The data proves it. And a lot of buses are sort of taking it upon themselves to be like, look, I'm going to start flashing my lights and way further back so that I have a better shot of people stopping. I think that will start to curb, especially in towns that have bus patrol, once we see the effectiveness of people taking this seriously.
Yeah, well, and one of the major parts of the press conference, and actually it was one that we didn't air last week when you and I spoke about it, was Frank talking about how grateful the bus drivers themselves are for this program, because the onus was on them to take down license plate numbers and then send that to the police department, who then have to, I don't know how that system works, but one of the assistant chiefs who spoke said that they got about 40 per year.
Of course they
that
did.
They were able to actually issue.
Because, by the way, you have to also manage all the kids on the bus. But whatever, it's fine, because you have plenty of time to do it. I mean, it's lunacy. It's
and that's it. And
yeah,
that's it.
That's
so
crazy.
In the midst of all of their other things. So if they're able to just sit there and focus on, where's my good slowing down point? Where's my stopping point? How much time am I giving both? It helps drivers, too, who may be late on their way to work or driving a little bit faster on a road than they might not want to, and who may be in a situation where a full stop is more dangerous than, in fact, rolling through.
Mm.
All of these situations can get better.
And again, the caller that we referenced earlier, he did go and fight it, and he did not get a ticket. So that's the other thing, too, is if in your gut, it does take time out of your day. But if you feel, hey, I got duped, and even through this process, I should not have gotten a ticket, go fight it. And, you know, there, especially if it's seen on camera that you did not roll through, probably won't pay the ticket. So that's another thing to take away with this as well. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning.